Let the Whigs revile, the Tories smile, that their business is completed. Let all rejoice with heart and voice that the Whigs at last defeated. The Whigs for loyalty so famed with all their hopes are undone, since now brave Pritchard is proclaimed the loyal mayor of London. You Polish brace, whose brazen face to the chair would be aspiring, see the rabble crowd who bolt so loud, are balked beyond admiring. Learn in time to mitigate your bold tumultuous fury, ere you shall find you trust too late to ignoramus jury. Let poor Tom receive the doom so long due for his cheating, who did purloin the city coin to keep a holy meeting, to rob the orphan and the poor his great discharge of trust is, and run upon the widow's score to do the city justice. Let Ward repent and Jenks relent their practices so malicious. Let Hobland rue with all the crew that they were so officious. Such Jews as these who did deny their Savior for a tester, no doubt again would crucify their sovereign Lord and Master. For north and rich and every such, they set up a pavilion against Pritchard Hold, with Cornish gold, with riot and rebellion. To love the king can you pretend, who royalists deny all? such was their loyalty of late to give the king no money, but freely threw away their plate to join with rebel Tony. Thus you before did run on score with royal Charles, your master, like drunk or mad, spent all you had to uphold a bold imposture. Let not knaves again betray and rob you of your reason. Then leave your factious heads to pay the forfeit of your treason. With all your heat, what did you get? With all your din and quarter, but to involve with each resolve the more entangled charter, to Charles your just allegiance give, your properties then plead, and defending the prerogative, you best protect your freedom.